Rob Schneider is a piece of fucking garbage, dude.
Objective.
Objective, dude.
All right, I'll tell you what. Rob Schneider is objectively a piece of shit, and I hate him.
Doesn't sound very objective to me.
That's objective as you can fucking
shit. I'm objectively going to shit on Rob Schneider at every opportunity I get.
That's fine.
Objectively.
All right,
Rob
so,
Schneider, welcome scrutiny, Paul.
Let's just take a look first at our subject.
Oh, my God.
There he is. So, you know, we did an episode a while back. I don't know how long ago it was.
About a year. Oh, 10 months.
It was like Rob Schneider versus Pauly Shore. And Pauly Shore won. You know, and by the way, we were comparing how awful they were.
Of course.
Pauly Shore won the awfulness contest. And I think the reason that this Rob Schneider sequel episode is happening is because I think that all of us at the core of our being know that an injustice happened there.
Yeah, and this is not to defend Pauly Shore,
no.
Who has reached levels of shitbag that few ever hope to attain.
Yes.
But this is more that putting him up against Rob Schneider allowed Rob Schneider to skate by with what appeared to be a win that is totally undeserved.
Yes.
And we have to correct the record.
You returned to stand-up a few years ago.
What a fucking schlub, dude.
Yeah, look at him.
What a schlubby guy.
I mean, I'm not like, look at me.
Right.
So I can't really.
But that's why we can say it.
But like,
because we know schlub.
Right.
And that's a schlub.
Yeah, like if we went out and got a suit for ourselves,
yes,
that's how it would fit.
That's how we'd look.
Yes. Yeah. If me and TJ had to go get suits and a slack, you know, and fucking the whole get up for ourselves to go on Larry King Live, it would fit this horribly.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Chris Rock kind of is a friend. And
yeah,
actually,
what the fuck,
dude? The one difference would be is that I wouldn't have big, like, Admiral shoulder pads to hide my narrow shoulders because I don't have those.
Right. And I would try to, like, not look like I hadn't slept in fucking 10 years.
He's been running on cocaine since about 1992, so you'll have to forgive Rob.
Dude, don't look at
Rob directly.
He looks
like something out of Return of the Living Dead.
Does Larry King not have a makeup chair? Because, Jesus.
Larry King looks
like
better than Rob, dude.
I know.
He's like 85.
He looks like the zombie in Return of the Living Dead that orders more cops over the CB radio.
Bob Rain.
Send the more cops.
I think the most important comedian of our generation, by far, I think he was the one who kind of, the modern comedy that we kind of see now, kind of came from, you know, from Chris Rock and, you know, Sam Kennison. And I think...
Louis C.K.
Yeah, but Louis C.K. came from after Chris Rock.
Right.
So Chris Rock kind of knocked open. Just kind of, I think, was the more modern version comedian now. And so I did a movie with him and Adam Sandler, Grown Ups. And he kept telling me, like, you got to get back and do stand-up. Because that's where I started. And I said, Chris, you know, I hadn't done it.
Dude, does he already have turkey neck forming?
Yeah.
You see that?
Chris Rock should be ashamed of himself, and he should also be sued, dude. People of the United States should sue Chris Rock for suggesting to goddamn Rob Schneider to go back and do stand-up.
What do you think the chances are that this is just something Rob Schneider is saying? Because I couldn't find Chris Rock corroborating this.
I have seen him say it all over the place.
You know
and
what?
And you figure that if it was really this big part of the narrative, that Chris Rock would come out and correct it, maybe? Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
But, I mean, they are friends,
well,
I guess.
That's the whole thing. Yeah, they were on that stupid fucking Grown Ups movie together.
So I'm sure...
Oh, dude, I get it, dude. Rob Schneider asked Chris Rock for a loan. He's all like, man, why don't you do stand-up? You know, and he's all like, right. Oh, yeah, I guess that'll work.
You know what? I think you could be one of the best stand-ups of all time, dog.
Yeah, there you go. That's why he's never bothered correcting it.
He probably just did a bunch of coke with Chris Rock one night, and it was just like coked up Chris Rock telling him, yeah, you could be anything, Rob. Go out. You'll be the biggest star that there ever was.
Yeah, he's just trying to inspire him, you know? He's trying to be nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what I talk about. It's just talk about what you talk about with me. And, you know, every day. And then by the end
every
of it,
day?
I think my life.
Every day.
Just talking, you know, every day when Chris Rock calls me around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
We always check in with each other.
Yeah, we're buds. We're best buds, I would say. I don't know if he would say.
Last day, I was getting in the limo to drive me back to the hotel, and he said, you got to get back in. I'm telling you, you could be the greatest at it. And I was just like, thank you, but I don't know. And he said, you know what I think? He said this to me. I think you don't like money. And I went like, no.
Did you see?
What a polite laugh,
did
dude.
You see Larry King's corpse try and laugh? And pull its lips back from its teeth in a rigor mortis grin. Did you see
Go
that?
Back!
Here is Rob Schneider N's interview when questioned about anti-vaxxer stance.
Yeah, he got a little mad.
Oh. Rob intimated that he doesn't think I prep for my interviews, and I'll prove that's not true.
I don't think you do.
I go to the Wikipedia page of whoever I'm about to interview, and I look on Wikipedia and see what's going on. And it says that, and I'm going to give you a chance, are you an anti-vaxxer? Because that seems to be what your Wikipedia page indicates.
Well, I mean, you can't believe everything on the Wikipedia.
No, I want to know if it's true or not.
Well, I want to know if everything is true about Buzz out there and what I read about Buzz.
Guess what? Rob, listen. This is a thing that I kind of judge somebody like on how big their Wikipedia page is. So Rob Schneider's got a Wikipedia page, but it's not anywhere near what Elvis's Wikipedia page is.
Uh-huh.
And Elvis is nowhere near what Jesus is on Wikipedia.
That's cool, Buzz.
I don't even have a Wikipedia. It drives me crazy.
Saying I'm not as popular as Elvis and Jesus.
Cool,
what the
Buzz.
Fuck?
Cool, Buzz.
I bet that this is why.
I think
Rob
this,
ends the interview.
I think that's why he did it. I think it's because his ego can't take that this guy's like, yeah, your Wikipedia page isn't as big as Elvis.
Right.
You know, and Rob's like, I'm 10 times the man Elvis is. Fuck you.
I think that's exactly
what's
going on.
Somebody can give me 3 sentences.
Keep hanging in there, Buzz. You have to have a goal. Now you have one.
So why does it? What's
it's all going to come true for you, pal. I appreciate it.
Rob Schneider, who plays Norm of the North, are you or are you not an anti-vaxxer? Rob. If I ask a different question, will you talk again?
Did we lose him?
I don't know. I don't know why we would have. Rob Schneider.
Whoop. I think we lost him.
Here's him talking about vaccines some more.
Pregnant, and I'm for parental rights, not government coercion, telling us what we can do, what we can't do with our kids. There
that's
is
not,
no
but wait,
other...
That's not true, Rob, because on a bunch of positions you said that those need to be defended. So, and sometimes you believe, sometimes, you're just like most other people in this issue. You're in favor of big government when it does things you like, and then you're as soon as it does do things you like force people to have vaccination, then you're suddenly against state oversight in those areas. Even though there's overwhelming scientific evidence that you're wrong. So your position is not based factually. It's based on nothing but your own subjective opinion.
Mandated procedure. First of all, it's illegal. You can't make people do procedure that they don't want. The parents have to be the ones who make the decisions for what's best for our kids. It can't be the government.
That is what's the best, but that is the best decision for your children. I mean, like, there's no argument. Like, a number of diseases have been eradicated and greatly controlled and reduced in numbers because of vaccination. So everything you're saying, it sounds really nice, like you really just care about people's choices. We're like, I really just want people to have these good choices and make smart decisions. But your decision is based on basically, might as well be voodoo. It might as well be like, I asked the sky and it said no.
I mean, I'm sympathetic to the choice argument to an extent. But when you're talking about something where your choice is going to affect a lot of other people in a very drastic way, like
what is
someone's kid dying because you didn't get your kid vaccinated and it damaged the herd immunity of the group.
If we haven't learned our lesson about diseases as a species at this point, like I'm all for the choice argument as well, but not when it comes to the choice for somebody else to be a Typhoid Mary and infect all the rest of us with fucking horrifying diseases.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't seem like a right that we need
to guarantee.
It's not
like a victimless choice. It's not like, look, it's not just like I'm choosing this and it's not going to affect anyone else. It will affect other people, and it's been demonstrated time and time again to affect other people. Like, look, a family can come in from a place, like let's say like France, and go to Florida, and a bunch of people get measles afterwards because they're carriers of it. And they were never vaccinated. If they'd been vaccinated, they wouldn't be carriers. And it's like on the border of Washington and Oregon and a lot of pockets on the West Coast and as well as the East Coast. There's people who are not vaccinating their children, and these diseases are all coming back. And it's like, oh, I wonder why.
Yeah, look, there are kids who they get cancer or they get some other disease that they're not healthy enough to get vaccinated, right? There's lots of kids who have conditions where it's not possible for them to be vaccinated because they're not healthy enough to do it. and they rely entirely on herd immunity to protect themselves. And those kids are totally at risk when parents like Rob Schneider here make this choice not to vaccinate. That's why I don't think it should be a choice. I'm okay with it not being a choice. I'm totally okay with that because it protects everybody to make these people do what is actually right for their kids in this instance. This parental choice stuff, I mean, there's plenty of places where you can make choices for your kids in their future, and a lot of parents make bad decisions and they should be free to do that, but only insofar as it only affects their kid
in the face
and doesn't have widespread demonstrable negative results
everything you hear people
letting
like,
dead diseases spread back into the populace.
Yeah, but like, everything you've heard Rob say doesn't boil down to a substantive argument. It's just like saying, like, look, I should have choices, but it's like your choice comes at the expense of everyone else's well-being, and societal good there outweighs his right to make this decision, and it's not a decision based on anything factual. There's no evidence to Rob's positions. There's no evidence that these vaccines are going to cause autism or basically going to infect them with the disease.
A magistrate court ruled that in one case it did cause autism.
A special magistrate court.
Super special magistrate court.
Yeah, there's never been an established link between autism and vaccines. It's never occurred. There's never been demonstrated. And the Andrew
You'll believe
study,
anything.
Well, let me establish one right now. Scotty, were you vaccinated?
Yes.
There you go.
End of case closed.
It's the Nuremberg Laws. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's against the state constitution, and it's against their own bylaws here. I mean, I've been reading some legislation that was passed years ago about they used to do state sterilizations, and they thought that that was a good thing, you know? So you can't let the state make the decisions. The people have to decide, and parents have to decide, and that's why I'm here. You know, the idea that the state is going to tell me what I can do with my kids. First of all, and the doctors are not going to tell you both sides of the issue. They're not, because they are.
One of the sides.
They're told by the pharmaceutical industry.
They're only going to tell you the scientifically accurate factual side.
Actually, the doctors are going to tell you both sides of the issue. You can get your kid vaccinated, or there's a good chance it's going to die of a horrible preventable disease. There's both sides of the issue for you, Rob. I got to tell you guys something. Can you go to our camera real quick, TJ?
Yes.
I'm throwing this fucking hat away tonight.
Just because Rob Schneider's got it?
In a bunch of these interviews, he's wearing this style of hat. I saw it like three times last night. I was like, well, I'm wearing that hat tomorrow so people can kiss it the fuck goodbye.
Goodbye, that hat.
Because there's no way. There's no way I'm wearing a hat that Rob Schneider would wear.
You're just like, I have made my decision in regards to this hat.
Nope. If that's the energy this style of hat is putting off, I don't want nothing to do with it.
Maybe you can redeem it, Paul.
I don't think so.
No.
Here, Paul.
I mean, go back over here what Rob ails you and take a look at it sitting on his head in that video. Nope.
Let's see it in motion.
Hey, Paul.
There's no redeeming this. I just love, like, what is the anti-vaxxer belief that all doctors are part of a cabal to secretly poison and turn children into autism patients?
In collusion with the, or collusion, excuse me, with the pharmaceutical industry.
I don't know.
What they call pharma.
Right.
Pharma.
So the doctors are poisoning children so that Big Pharma can sell drugs for all the mental and physical problems.
You know, it's really weird, too, that I don't see Rob Schneider over there in, Flint, Michigan, you know, rallying against the water there that is actually causing, you know, not autism, but, like, you know, retardation and shit.
Well, the high levels of lead have a fucking...
Because there's, yeah.
And mercury and other these contaminants have a...
How come if he's...
Children.
If he's so against that happening to kids, why doesn't he go over there where it's actually happening?
There are still...
And do something about that and bring his fucking celebrity voice to that issue.
Because he doesn't give a shit.
Well, there are still an alarming amount of mostly minority children living in houses with lead-based paint.
Yep.
Yeah.
And housing complexes and duplexes and apartment complexes.
And they love to. They eat it too because it's the paint chips. The lead is sweet.
It's sweet, yeah.
So the kids will sit there and eat
causes
the lead paint
a
chips.
A host of problems: reproductive problems, and developmental problems, mm-hmm. mental issues.
And it kills them sometimes.
And it wasn't even banned people. Until the 70s, and other countries had banned it decades before.
Well, welcome yep. to America.
So there's
We're always
an example
on the fucking cutting edge.
You know, something that's actually poisoning children, actually, you know, causing mental retardation in children.
Look at this fucking picture.
Oh my god, man, this hat is I'm gonna flush it down the fucking
Paul,
toilet.
I think we need. Let's. You should fucking.
Should I destroy this hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Can you give me some scissors?
Are you gonna cut it in half?
Yeah, I'll just cut this fucking hat to pieces right now.
All
right.
You really want to do it? Are you comfortable with that, Paul?
Yes. I paid like $10 for it on Amazon.
Go to Paul, TJ.
He's got a knife.
And there's no fucking way I'm wearing it ever again. So.
All right, TJ. Hold up, Paul. Okay, here you go.
Paul. Oh, God. Look at my hair. Jesus Christ.
I'll get you another hat, Paul.
No, it's fine. It'll be all right.
Yeah, get Paul back
up. So here we go. Goodbye, hat. Jesus.
Dude, Paul's literally fucking destroying
that. What do you think I was going to do? You think I was going to keep wearing this fucking ugly thing? After I saw it on the head of Rob Schneider.
This for fucking, dude, Paul's had this hat for years.
He hasn't had this hat for years. No. He just started wearing this one.
No, I just bought this fucking hat. And it's
I thought you wore this one for a long time.
He wore it, and he kept telling me, like, I'm not sure how I feel about this hat. He was kind of on the fence about it for a while.
Well, now I'm off the fence.
And seeing Rob Schneider saying these things and being Rob Schneider and wearing this fucking hat.
I can't do it.
Adam Sandler, my good buddy. Called me. I was doing some TV show or something. He said, "We got a little something for you." It was just this one line, but he said, "We'll do it and it'll be funny and we'll figure it out." And I said, "What's the line?" "You can do it." And I'm like, "What is it? I don't get it." He said, "Ah, we'll figure it out. Just get out here, you know. Come on." He just had different setups for "You can do it." And he's like, "You can do it." And I just remember it had a silliness to it, and I think it was a similar thing for the character I did.
I love that his most iconic character is just like.
Just like
a random throwaway joke from a movie no one remembers.
Yeah, come on out here, Rob. We got a job for you. You're going to say you can do it.
You can do it.
I love how he can just sit and talk for like 12 minutes about it, too.
Yeah, and I was.
At first,
I didn't understand the you can do it line. I didn't understand the complexity of the humor, but I trusted Adam because he is a genius like me. So
once I got into the headspace of the you can do it guy, I. Really started to flow, you know.
Saturday Night Live, that was a similar idiot.
I was on Saturday Night Live, you guys. Back when I was on Saturday Night Live with all those famous people I was on Saturday Night Live with,
it's just a long list of back name in the day, drops and back in the day. Self-back-patting and self-congratulatory fucking nonsense, dude.
And, I was really the most memorable part of The Waterboy.
And of course, Adam Sandler's performance was masterful, but if you had to say the second most important part would definitely be my role.
And really only because it was a smaller role.
If you had made
a movie about the You Can Do It guy, that would have been probably the best movie of all time. But unfortunately, the studio just wouldn't back it because they don't appreciate my genius, you know.
And that would have a nice repetition and a rhythm to it. And then you'd see him several times, and it would be each time in different situations saying something stupid.
What's going to happen tonight?
You'll see.
You can do it! You can do it all night long!
2 weeks before.
The late 90s were a time, my friend.
Just subtle and inspired performance by Rob Schneider. I take everything back that I've ever said negative about him.
The way that he fucking shouted, "You can do it!"
I don't think I could have done that, man.
I mean, I don't think anyone other than Rob Schneider really could have played that part, if we're really honest.
I remember the hip gyration. That was good.
Yeah, he gyrated. I mean, who would have even... Paul, if you were given that role, would you even have thought to gyrate your hips like the way he did?
I don't think I would have, no. Probably because I would have felt like I was ripping off fucking Jim Carrey and, Ace Ventura with all his fucking hip thrusting bullshit and his... So, yeah, I probably
I don't think
have.
So, Paul. This is fun, too.
He's everybody's bitch, dude. That's so obvious. Why else would he act like this?
Look at him getting booted off this show. This kind of fucking talks to that prima donna shit I was talking about.
I was out in the parking lot waiting for you.
Rob Schneider doesn't like to wait, and he let the Wild 95.5 crew know it.
And another one of those hats.
Yep. Another one of those twats, too.
Oh, dude, everyone here is loving this shit, too.
In the parking lot of a radio station. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot to do out there. There's gum, there's cigarette butts, there's old coffee cups, there's cars to break into. No, I enjoyed it.
Kevin, Virginia, and Jason were interviewing another guest, and we're about 15 minutes late getting to Schneider. But the comedian just wouldn't let it go.
I apologize. Cool.
Hey, I get it.
Yo, you know what it is? I know what that just summed it all up, dude. Rob, they were like, "Oh, it's Rob Schneider. We'll make Rob Schneider wait."
Yeah,
so they fucked.
Obviously,
because if Adam Sandler had been there, they'd have been like, "Sorry, we got to go. Adam Sandler's here." Like, so he fucking just knows. It's just he's mad about his
mad about
totem
not being.
Pole.
Look, if he's that pissed about it, then just say, all right, well, I'm sorry, I'm on a tight schedule. I can't do the interview.
Exactly.
Go.
Just say, you know what, if you're not
don't
ready.
Don't come on and bitch in front of the whole world like, you guys didn't treat me like the big star that I am. I'm Rob Schneider. I fucking know Adam Sandler, and I'm as good as Steve Martin.
Yep. Going on, and it's not like that's why I don't want you to.
You don't have a lot. First of all, no. You don't have a lot of stuff going on.
I can see this is going to be great. We'll be good friends.
I love it.
That's right. Uh-huh. I can take it. I make a lot more money than you. I'm fine. I can buy and sell you. And
people might think it was sarcastic. It wasn't coming off that
it
way.
It wasn't. He really meant that he could buy and sell us, and he's probably right. But you don't say that.
Finally.
Well, that's all he's got over you. He's like, I'm richer than you, so
I've got more money.
He's like the spoiled,
I'm the best.
He's like the spoiled rich kid. Well, my family's got a bigger house, and I've got more money, so I'm right.
After like, what? Several Come minutes, on. Jason let the actor have it.
Dude, you're a jerk, you need enough stuff. Man. Why are you being a jerk? No, no, no. You're acting like a jerk in front of the host of the show.
No. That's not.
Every time we have a comedian here, you guys think you're bigger than life, and you don't want to be here. You don't want to be here, man. Then why the f*** even coming to morning radio then? If you hate us so bad, don't do the show then.
Bye.
Is he being interviewed by a midget?
Bye.
What's going on?
I don't know.
All right.
Moments later.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good.
Virginia took off her headphones and walked out, and Schneider wasn't far behind.
Do you guys want to talk about something else, or
no,
do you want to go?
I am turned off big time. I don't want to. I was a fan
right,
20
thanks.
Minutes ago.
Right,
yeah,
sorry.
Peace. All right.
Okay.
Peace.
All right, sorry it didn't go well. Okay.
Elvis has left the building.
Closing thoughts, everybody.
The next time I take a shit, I'm going to be thinking of Rob Schneider.
Don't insult your feces that way.
No, my feces deserves it. I took a shit earlier.
Yeah.
It looked like Fruity Pebbles all packed together. It was
shouldn't
like,
it look like Cocoa Pebbles?
No, Fruity Pebbles.
Imagine,
damn.
Delicious.
It was a
brutal.
Bright green.
God, that's disgusting,
yellow.
Paul. What the fuck do you eat?
You know what's less disgusting than that? The existence.
You don't even know what the fuck you eat, Paul.
I don't know what I ate that did that.
That's less disgusting than Rob Schneider existing, though. So
yeah, that
you gotta
shit
give it to that.
I mean, almost on
Schneider level
with Rob Schneider.
He's just awful, dude. There's like, I mean, what can you fucking say that we haven't said about him? He's just like, he's disingenuous, he's arrogant, he's full of himself. It's like everything about him is just insipid.
I can't.
He's a terrible fucking human being that just is like cloaked himself. And like that he's like this really super serious fucking take me serious kind of guy. And it's like there's nothing serious about Rob Schneider. Like if
he's
you look
at an anti-vaxxer, he's a piece of shit.
I mean just there's what I haven't found anything redeeming about him. It's like he's not even, it doesn't even seem grateful to the people that have elevated him so highly because without
I feel
those,
like I owe Pauly Shore an apology.
I know,
you
know dude.
That's what I said I was like, why are we doing this episode really? Because he didn't even win against Pauly Shore, but I think it's just because there's remorse there.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Like, I could see some likability in Pauly Shore. You know, I feel like he's kind of just like hapless, you know? Like, there's a certain innocence to Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
There's no innocence to this fucking prick.
No.
He's just an asshole. He's a total fucking dickbag. He's mean to everybody. He's a prima donna. He thinks he's way better than he fucking is. He has no fucking humility. Which he should because he sucks. I hate him.